posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Will all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And I would accept a motion for Resolution 130, 2013, for executive session.
So moved.
For personnel matters.
So moved.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, first up, we have Mr. Decker. You have quite a varied career, I would say.
Yeah, there's a lot of versatility in it.
Okay. Any reason you're still not in IT?
The company I work for, they had made a decision, people that had the kind of time that I had. I mean, I still do IT.
Okay.
But as far as software engineering, which was really my forte at Bell & Howe, they had made a decision to cast out the old-timers because they could bring in kids from college for half the money.
Been there, done that. I was a system administrator.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was they gave me a beautiful buyout, and I really took a sabbatical. I took like a year off, and did one of the things I really like to do, which was...
We've already done our statement of adequate notice, roll call, and executive session. So that brings us to our correspondence from Benelli Consulting Engineers.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
They're just going to close in between Broad Street and...
And Lincoln.
And Lincoln.
Yeah, that's the proposal.
And what are you going to do for the barricades?
I think it's guardrails that the DOT is proposing to put up there. They will write us a letter confirming that meeting that took place on site, and they'll describe what they're putting up. And when they left that day, I was still out. It was guardrails.
Can we explain to everybody what we're talking about?
Sure.
That little cut-through from South Lincoln to Broad Street by the railroad tracks is being closed. That's railroad property they're closing.
Not us, the railroad company.
That's okay. Yeah, we're probably
gonna, there's nothing to be taken emergency, and anything to get through there.
We need to get through, off. We'll get through guardrail. Believe me.
All the way up.
Okay.
They came out.
Just ask them.
That's what they decided, was that they were going to block off that roadway there.
Along with closing the that grade crossing on Lincoln Avenue there, which we are contesting. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now the minutes of May 7th. Accept the motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
I do.
Ms. Connery.
The roll call. Jules and Higgins wasn't here, and Torres, it says 8:05 should be 7:05. Correction?
Is that that one?
Yeah.
No, that this is...
Is that the one after?
No, this is the one before.
Before this meeting. May 7th.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't here. The next one will say I wasn't here.
The next one?
The next one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is May 7th.
Yeah, but...
But it says May 7th.
Right. Anyway, that's...
So it's the 21st.
I wasn't here for
okay.
The 21st.
Yeah, okay, the 21st. Okay.
Anything else?
On the May 7th, I might as well correct that one. I did arrive at 7:05, not 8:05.
Any others? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we've had a request from Washington Celebrates America to do their resolution early. That would be Resolution 132, 2013, for permission for the fireworks display.
Thank you.
I take it you have something you'd like to say to us.
Well, I just want to address Rich McGuire from Washington Celebrates America here with part of our committee. And we're just... I think we got a great celebration planned for this 4th of July, and just asking for permission for the day.
It's the standard one that we always do.
It is, yes. We got some highlights, though. We got Frank Sinatra, Mummer Band's coming back. New Southbound Band, you know them. Southbound with Marsh, Teresa Marsh's husband.
Yes.
What's her name? Ed Marsh. So, and fireworks are hopefully going to be as good as ever.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we kept you long enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sure thing.
Thank you for all that you did.
All right, at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statement, and testimony from guests. You just state your name and address for the record, please.
Robin Jacoby, 19 Prosper Way, Washington, New Jersey.
Jennifer Feldman, 19 Prosper Way, Washington, New Jersey.
Jennifer wasn't supposed to be here, but because the meeting started so late, she is here. She's a special education teacher during the daytime and goes to school at nighttime. So I was going to speak for her. So that I also, at the last meeting, the borough council meeting, when Jennifer represented herself up here, you recommended that she go to the recreation
meeting.
Correct. Like I said, she's a teacher by day, a student at night, so she could not go. So I went, and I read the speech that she had read to you that evening. So I'm going to now go over some of the things. And I'm going to do the talking because Jennifer wasn't there. I was there on her behalf. But she is here. Anyhow. Good evening. My name is Robin Jacoby. I live at 19 Prosper Way. I am here tonight on behalf of my daughter, Jennifer Feldman. Jennifer is a special education teacher by day and a student by night. At your last meeting on June 5th, 2013, my daughter Jennifer spoke to you about getting answers to questions she had about the hiring process being utilized by the park director. She noted specifics relating to her application for employment as a pool manager supervisor. Jennifer stated she has had 10 years of experience as an employee at the pool as a lifeguard, front desk attendant, snack bar attendant, arts and crafts coordinator, snack bar manager, swim lesson instructor, and most recently as a pool manager supervisor. She spoke to you about the total disrespect the park director displayed by not returning not one, not two, but three phone calls and an email. Jennifer questioned you about how the borough can be an equal opportunity employer if everyone is not given an equal opportunity. She questioned you about the motives of the recreation chairperson and the park director in not rehiring her. Was it the fact that they did not like her contacting the police last year when she smelled marijuana on the premises? Because it is obvious that it has nothing to do with her performance. A lot has happened since the meeting on June 5th, 2013, but little has been resolved. As you requested, I attended the Recreation Committee meeting on Wednesday, June 12, 2013, on my daughter's behalf. As I spoke to the commissioners, I was treated with total disrespect. One commissioner paid attention and took notes. A second commissioner sat with his head down, playing with his cell phone, only to look up when his name was mentioned in the context of the marijuana incident. Later, that commissioner wanted to know the date Jennifer called him. Obviously, marijuana use at the pool was not something important enough to remember. The alternate commissioner sat with his chips and soda, portraying little interest in anything I said. However, the most disrespect shown to me and my daughter was that of the recreation chairperson. As for the phone conversation between Jennifer and the park director, he smugly discounted information, stating that it was only Jennifer's side, again questioning my daughter's character by questioning the veracity of her account. To Can you imagine he had the audacity to insinuate that my daughter's transcript of the conversation with the park director was false?
Who is the he you're referring to, Mrs. Jacoby?
The recreation chairperson.
Okay, thank you.
He discounted the incident with the marijuana because there were no arrests. The fact remains, marijuana in the state of New Jersey is illegal. As for the park director, she sat behind me to the left, making faces. In the middle of my remarks, I had to stop because of her behavior. I turned and looked directly at the Recreation Committee chairperson, stating, "Really?" And then I continued. He just turned away. The park director did call Jennifer after being instructed to by the borough manager, but first she sent Jennifer an email stating that she would not answer Jennifer's questions as to why she was not hired.
So I later had a phone discussion with conversation with the park director on Thursday, June 6th at 3:52 p.m. And I asked her why I was not hired. She said to me, "I heard that you were not coming back by several people and asked multiple employees who would be good to come back. I asked how many management positions were available. She said initially there were 4 and she filled 5. I asked how many applications were received for the management position. She said 13 or 14. I asked what were the dates these applications were received. She said no clue, began in February. I asked how many applicants were selected to be interviewed. She said, don't know. What was the criteria used to determine who was to be interviewed? I don't know. What were the date, time, and location of each interview? In my office from 12 to 4, Monday through Friday. She said management interviews were done over the phone. The first part was said sarcastically. In clarifying some answers, the park director stated that I called managers who had worked at the pool previously and asked if they were interested in coming back. She stated, I knew who I wanted to hire, and when the papers came in, I realized it was correct in my thoughts, and I indeed hired those people. She also stated she asked these previous employees about their prior managers, and did they have good management qualities, good relations, and did they feel respected? I asked, how does my management experience and management qualifications at Washington Borough Recreation compare to those that were hired? She said, all positions have been filled by the time I received your application, and I did not look at your application. Park director said, my personal experience was that you brought disrespect to people. I used to come down to the pool with Victor and try to speak to you, and you turned and walked away. Do you even remember me? For purposes of clarification, I asked her, you addressed me and I walked away? The park director responded, yes. I said, I don't believe that ever happened. For purposes of clarification, I asked her, I am not going to be hired as a swim lesson instructor. She said, no. I said, I think that is all the questions I have right now. She said, you can call back with other questions, but you have to understand, hiring is complete and the positions are full. Nothing is going to change that. We said thank you and have a nice evening. The bottom line is the park director has come up with excuse after excuse about the hiring process that was employed. Interviewing individuals before applications were submitted, the use of hearsay and innuendo to make hiring decisions, the inaccurate explanation of the timing of the listings. At that meeting, she had mentioned, at the very end of the meeting, she had mentioned that one of the ads she placed was on Craigslist. So we looked up Craigslist. On April 15th, the ad was still up there. So I don't know how she hired people in February and March if the ad was placed on April 15th. Why is the Recreation Commission... Why were the positions not advertised in the Express Times and the Star Gazette as is the borough practice and policy? How can a hiring manager not hire the best available, most qualified individual for a position? The park director admitted using
admitted to using the hiring decisions prior to paperwork being received. I believe the hiring practices as they relate to my daughter, Jennifer, are a violation of her civil rights, as you are not acting as an equal opportunity employer. If some future employees are being contacted and others are not. So
the things that I want to be able to deal in fact, because I'm getting a lot of this and that and this and that, and I just want to know the facts of the situation. I want to know the date of the ads and see copies of these advertisements that they said that they placed. I want to know that the date other applications came in. I want to know the date that she had interviews. And I want to know the date of the phone calls that she made to these previous employers. And I don't understand. Applications were submitted because the parks director contacted previous employers. I was a previous employer. I never received a phone call.
Employee.
Sure. Okay. And I believe that those that she contacted prior should be discounted due to having an unfair advantage.
As I understand it, New Jersey is a right-to-work state. They can hire and fire at any time for any reason, and Ms. Tobin, correct me if I say anything, you know, that's not correct there. I don't know that there is any reason that I can personally think of why that she would be required to contact you or anybody else. It's their decision, so I can't really tell you what's in her
head. You're okay with that?
That's the way the law works.
But I'm just saying, you're okay that somebody makes a phone call and they have no response whatsoever. You're okay with that?
Well, we had her get the response.
Oh, because you forced her.
And?
Three phone calls, an email, no response. She only does it because she was told to do it.
Scott.
That's acceptable?
Okay. I just want to make somewhat of a statement. I attended the Recreation Committee meeting as well, and I heard, again, I can verify 100% what Jennifer's mom, Robin, had said, and the reactions from both the chairperson as well as the director. I noticed that there was definitely an air of disrespect, and I apologize, you know, for that, from the borough, and you know, of course, I felt kind of. Disappointed.
If I could,
make my observations.
Make your observation. I would just like to issue a caution that comments on performance of any borough employees should not be done until they are provided with a notice that their performance is going to be
right. For that reason, and just so we can. In the short period of time, put this matter to rest and have the best possible outcome for everyone. I think that probably the best thing to do, because I had questions that I had, and I have additional questions as well. And I think that for the rest of the council, it would probably be in the best interest to ask the park director to come in. So we can ask her questions about this as well. So if we can give her the, adequate required notice to come in, I think that we can do that now, and then maybe she can come by to answer questions for the council, but for the next meeting on
would
this.
Would this be the appropriate place to do that, or would it be a recognition meeting since they hire her and direct her?
I have a copy of the ordinance that applies to the Rec Commission and the Park Director, and let me just turn to the correct page. The Director is hired, as you are correctly indicated, by the Board of Recreation Commissioners. Now, the borough manager has general personnel responsibilities over borough personnel. And I think if the manager wanted to ask anything, the manager would be able to do that if proper notice were given. But I also think that the recreation commissioners would be able to give that kind of notice to the director as well.
So, but you can't come to council.
Commission? The first step for that would be to the commission?
Unless the manager would want to decide otherwise. Yes, sir.
I have two things that I would like to say. First thing is, I would assume that this would be a formal complaint coming here, so that that would fall under the formal complaint process of a borough employee. Second, give me your your dime store definition of equal employment opportunity and civil rights, and how they work together.
I would say that employees can be either hired or terminated for any reason or no reason, as long as the reason is not an illegal reason, as the same has been defined by the statute in the court cases. So unless you are in a protected class of some kind, essentially race, religion, disability.
Disability, right.
Yeah, I don't have them all, but yes, you get the general idea.
Okay, so that's the equal employment opportunity, but how does that work with civil rights?
Well, I think the civil rights aspects of it, they work together. Mm-hmm. They have to be read together. I'm not sure, though.
EEO and civil rights there, that's a big trigger.
I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
I said that's a big trigger. That's a big term.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That is a big term that in one way or another has to be dealt with, in my opinion.
Well, what's the next step, springboarding off what you said, for a formal complaint then? What would be the next step?
Are you filing a formal complaint against?
I think clarified for everyone, like, you know, now it's a commission. It's not that we agree or disagree with a lot of what you're saying. It's unfortunately, in some ways, our hands are tied in a lot of that.
But I don't think your hands are tied. I really don't. Just look at what is going on here.
The commission has autonomous power. They have autonomous power. We can't do anything.
But they don't have.
For 9 years. 9 years.
No
question. She was rehired for 9 years. Please tell me why. Why was she not rehired this year? You know, excuse after excuse after excuse. Oh, you missed the deadline. Okay. Fine, she missed the deadline. Show me the deadline.
Let me be perfectly
clear. Show me any place where
there
is a deadline.
Let me be perfectly blunt with you, okay? Why do you think she wasn't hired?
I'm not answering any questions pertaining to that. She is my beautiful daughter. I cannot. I just look at the facts. And the facts are, this young woman was rehired for 9 years. She started down there as a volunteer. They asked her to teach swim lessons, and she graciously did it without one penny.
Well,
and every year after that, she filled out an application. They called her. They interviewed her. She was rehired. And now, all of a sudden, she's not.
Well, can she do like an open request to get the facts that she wants, like the dates and the copy of the advertisement? That
would Jennifer did send me an email this morning, but you only asked me for the ad.
Okay.
So if you want the other information, you have to send me another email.
So there you'll get your facts.
Right.
If it's available. You know, do they timestamp, you know, when applications come in?
Well, they would be dated by the applicant. I mean, that's whether they timestamp them or not, I don't know, but they'll be dated by the applicant. So you can submit your OPRA request via any means of communication. communication to me, email, written communication. And again, as I stated in the email, we have the 7 days to fill it. I'll get the information and get it to you.
I also think that the manager has, you know, basically is responsible for personnel, that the hiring process that the commission does should be evaluated by the manager to make sure everything is being done the proper way.
Right, and that is the greatest of the requests that I have in terms of the borough standards for hiring are not being met, possibly. That's why I have these questions for the chairperson, who was very non-responsive at this recreation meeting. That's all I have to say about that. So that's why I'm requesting, if the manager has to, you know, give notice, adequate notice, I would like to have her appear before council so that she can answer these questions, because I believe it is false under the manager's, you know.
Well, I think going by the complaint process, I think the complaint comes to me first, and I can handle it on my end before she comes to council. And I still believe she's a commission employee. So if anyone were to take action, it would be the Recreation Commission in consultation with myself. Do you agree?
I do agree with that.
Okay.
So I can make a request for her to come before council, for the rest of the council people to hear.
We
the
do,
question.
But we formed a commission.
I understand, but I think that the hiring practice of all of that, I thought that the manager was included in the hiring practice of those people that are in a position.
I did too. That's why I think she should evaluate
right,
the hiring process.
And it is a personal issue anyway.
I can tell you the duties of your manager.
Right.
Let me just find the right paragraph.
49.
Include, investigate, any affair, office, employee, department, or board of a municipality. So that's what Christine was talking about, I think, if you thought that a complaint came to you.
Exactly.
And as to personnel...
What about the hiring? Look under the hiring section.
Let me just find that section.
Yeah, the hiring of the park manager, park director.
No, the hiring process of any employee under the,
it indicates that your manager serves as personnel director.
I'm talking about what's the process
correct.
For hiring anyone, a lifeguard, anyone. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's what your ordinance says. The manager serves as personnel director for the municipality unless and until council may provide for the appointment of a personnel officer and the establishment of a division of personnel within the Department of Finance. That hasn't been done,
right.
So she is your personnel director at this
mm-hmm.
present time. However, your ordinance relating to the Board of Recreation Commissioners says that they appoint such personnel as may be required to carry out the responsibilities of the Board of Recreation Commissioners. And it further says, as far as the powers and duties of the recreation director, that person hires all recreation employees in consultation with the Board of Recreation Commissioners. Now, overall policies, I would agree with you. I think that comes under the purview of your personnel
mm-hmm.
director,
right.
But as to specifics of hiring individuals, that is given over, and they do have separate powers under the ordinance,
mm-hmm.
so they're the ones that hire.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Do we understand it? We understand it, but I don't agree with it. I think Christine is the one that's in charge.
For
she serves as the
personnel
director for the municipality.
But not with this commission.
Yeah.
2 years ago it would have been her, but now it's now a commission.
And they do have specific statutory, it's not just the ordinance.
Okay, let's
she's not.
Just for a minute, let's just stop.
How would you feel if that was your daughter?
Ma'am, that's not a question
anything.
That any of us are here
but
that we can
point.
Answer. I understand what...
Explain it to me.
I understand that you're very unhappy with
I'm
what
I'm not unhappy. It's not that I'm unhappy. We want answers, and we're not getting answers.
And
well,
I
now
think
you're
going to indicate
the next
you.
Step. You're going to do the
yeah.
formal complaint,
I don't know
the manager handles
what is
that.
A formal complaint? What exactly is that?
Well, that's more a legal binding thing. It'll almost be like a little hearing. She'll be right to notice the employee. The manager will deal, you know, deal with it, and you'll be able to write. Won't both sides get to speak?
What policy is that?
That's
it's under the personnel policy.
It's under the personnel policy. If it's if it's a complaint against an employee, it comes to me, and I deal with it. It only comes here if it's a complaint against.
Yeah, I know, if it goes to, what, how do you handle it?
I'll have to investigate it.
So, yes, so she'll investigate.
I'll need the dates, I'll need to see the ads, I'll need to see if, if they, the commissioners and the directors, the director follows policy.
If there's no formal complaint filed, she's not going to do anything. So these are the steps that have to be taken.
And so then you would get back to the council then?
You're a bright red tape, you know, we got to do what we have to do.
I have to the governing body, yeah.
Yeah, good, so then, okay.
And they would, after a formal complaint, they would get your response to the complaint?
That's correct.
In writing?
That's correct.
And who's involved in looking at everything, just you? They hand over the documents to you and you look at them?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my initial response, would you agree with that, Julie?
Yeah. I did not review your personnel manual before coming here tonight because I didn't know this was going to arise at that level. So whatever is in the manual, that's how the complaint is handled.
I believe that's correct.
I would say, no, that's not to say that you could not take additional steps if you were not satisfied with whatever the response was. That would be up to you. But that would be the first steps under the borough's personnel manual.
I'm sure that she would review the documents and ask questions. Actually, you would do an interview?
Absolutely. I would bring them in and discuss it.
Separately or together? I'm just asking.
My initial response is separately.
We'll do it in the morning. We can do it in the morning, right?
Sure.
We can do it in the morning. Hopefully, we will not have to see you ever again. Honestly, I mean, I just don't understand this.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Anyone else from the audience that would like to speak?
Any motion to close the audience portion?
A second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now we have ordinance 4-2013 for public hearing and adoption.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
At this point, I'll open the audience portion. I'm sorry.
Ordinance 4-2013, an ordinance providing funding for various capital purposes for the Borough of Washington and appropriating $366,500 for such purpose.
At this point, I'll open up a public hearing on the audience portion on ordinance
4-2013.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call on that, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. And a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 4-2013.
And I'll second it. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
That takes us to ordinance 5-2013.
I'm going to do ordinance 5-2013 on introduction of the book read by Ted Long.
Thank you. Any discussion? And a roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Kleber?
Yes.
Ordinance 5-2013, an ordinance authorizing the sale of surplus land.
Now we need the motion to approve on first reading, right?
Is there any
Is there any discussion on it?
Well, it's going to be, everything's going to be based upon the resolution, you know, where we...
For prices and things.
And specific...
Yes.
Things, say like parking spaces and stuff?
Yes. At least that's my understanding of it, right?
That's correct.
I will make a motion to approve on first reading.
A second.
Okay, any other discussion? And a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Public hearing of, can I get everyone?
She didn't call him.
Missed the little boy over there.
Sorry.
That's okay, I'll hide in the corner.
All right, I got ahead of myself there. Did you vote yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You already said anyway.
Go ahead. Public hearing of ordinance 5-2013 will be July 16, 2013, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on June 28, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? One last roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Thanks to our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the report as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on any of the reports?
The Board of Health report?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we get the same one.
Over and over.
Over and over again. Now, that's from the Warren County Health Department, right? What are you doing about this stuff?
Well, at least the first page is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, you said you speak about that. So is the police report. Only a few numbers left.
At least on the first page, 4 of the 5 are filed closed.
Yeah, as soon as they're closed, somebody complains again, they reopen the case. So that's why they appear over and over.
Okay. Well, tell them to take it off. Please.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a question on the update from the manager's report on the animal control officer. I guess, is there an update now? The latest is what now? Because this is...
What did I
this
say
This is 531, and so...
No, it was in this week. They hired somebody. It was in this week's manager's report.
Provisional.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Provisionally made a hire. It is a civil service appointment, so it's provisional.
Oh.
However, we are looking into a shared service agreement with Washington Township and Oxford. Unfortunately, they can't hire as quickly as I can, so I hired her right away. I don't want to be without animal control. We're a busy municipality when it comes to cats and dogs. So we have to wait for them, the committees over there, to make a decision, and then we'll move forward.
So it's still a not filled, a permanently not filled. It's just temporary.
It is a provisional appointment until we either enter into a shared service agreement or civil service produces a list, and this person is in the top three.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do you have any committee reports this evening?
Recreation, anything at the park's going great. But I have one question. Why are we paying them for a landscaper up there?
That's their money to do with as they please.
Okay. Just asking.
Yeah.
I see Dave mowing, I see the other guy mowing, and I see this landscaper coming in.
Yeah, he was doing the flowers and the mulching and
okay.
things that, of that nature. Yeah, that's their decision.
Okay.
Anything else? Old business, we have none. New business, approval of the library shared services agreement.
Make a motion we approve the library shared services agreement.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion on this?
Yeah, and what's the difference from, Judy, in terms of this particular agreement and the last one that we had from them? Is there any changes really? Or
I couldn't tell you. I
same?
Did not.
No, there's no changes.
Is
the
no
only
changes?
Change is salary and the date.
Okay.
Anything else? Oh, let's do a roll call on this one, please.
Kleba?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
I was doing some additional instruction here.
Should so she's...
Yeah, I know. I was doing it with the salary. We're getting the benefit of 49.9% of her time, right?
Correct.
Why are we splitting it 50-50? Just a question. Okay? Yes.
Is that what we originally agreed to? Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question was why aren't we paying 49.9% of the salary?
That's a good question.
I believe that also comes under their heading of, that's the commission, or the board's money.
Well, we're
no, it is the...
We're in agreement saying we're going to pay that much. We're in agreement saying that we're going to have that librarian for 49.9% of her time. Not 49%, 49.9% of the time that the library is open. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So why are we paying 50% of the cost?
Did we have this discussion originally when we first entered into this agreement how many years ago?
We may have.
There was a reason. I can't, off the top of my head, remember what it is. Do you remember? Anyone?
No.
Well, I'm sure that if we had that discussion before, I would have remembered that, and I would have brought this up before we voted.
I thought we did. Let me look into the minutes and see what I can find. When do you have your next library meeting, Scott?
Fourth Mondays.
All right, I'll find it before then. Okay.
All right, approval of a policy to be included in the Recreation Commission bylaws.
Did we include their bylaws?
Yes, we did.
Okay, all right, this is a change that says proposal for policy change. Are there bylaws policy?
Yes.
Their bylaws are policy?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think I reviewed, when this came in, I reviewed your ordinance to see that this was under your purview. And in my opinion, it is. Yes.
I think I referenced it in the manager's report.
The commission powers are to promulgate, adopt, and approve such rules and regulations as the Board of Recreation Commissioners shall deem necessary to carry out its purposes and objectives, subject to the review and approval of the governing body.
That would be us.
Okay, is there a motion on this?
Wait a second.
Okay.
I do have one question. It says that this was voted on. This position requires the Recreation Commissioners in attendance to take effect. Did they vote on this?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Did they have a quorum?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Well, they had a majority.
Yeah,
yes, they had a quorum.
Yeah.
So they couldn't vote if they didn't have a quorum.
They had one, two, three, four.
And then alternate, right? So they had
they
have
quorum. Four.
Yeah.
They have a board of nine.
Board of seven and two alternates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Two empty spots.
Two spots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this will carry on forever.
Until rescinded.
I have a question about this because I think that this, in a way, is should fall. And Judy, this is again pointed at you. Wouldn't this be considered like a gift in a way because it's not a salary? You're getting a little.
No,
yeah.
I think it's the benefit of the position. I don't think it's a gift. I think it's just a benefit if you gave somebody insurance. It would be a benefit. It's a benefit.
It's a benefit to please somebody on the recreation committee.
Okay, well, benefit is similar to salary. Why don't they bring this up in the beginning of the year when they have, you know, the opportunity to, I mean, they could just simply raise a salary if they think that that person should get free membership. I don't like the whole idea of having it look like somebody's getting free memberships of, you know, our borough, you know, memberships. You know, the whole idea is I don't like
your... That's why you get... come before council for your review and approval, or not.
Okay. Is there a motion to be made? There are none at the time. Yes?
I will make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. Do we have any other discussion?
Who seconded the motion?
Janine.
Just to sit and discuss it, right?
Yeah, this is for a discussion.
Yeah.
Now, will they have to claim that on a W-9 at the end of the year as an in-kind
I'm not a tax expert, but I would suspect so.
I think if it's below $600, no.
Thank you. You're more.
Do you know what the family pool pass costs?
$100.
$100?
Two. Well under that.
Two.
$175, I think.
Went up?
It went up, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's
$175. I see it online, it was $150, so I don't know.
Now, it depends on how many people I saw or something.
That's a family.
Okay.
The family.
And
but then different activities, like, you know, like soccer, not including
right.
a third-party sport.
Right.
Like, Zumba classes or anything like
right.
that, swim lessons.
Yeah, so maybe,
right.
I mean, somebody just told me
$200. This does not
so.
Apply to any on here, says that.
Right.
Third-party sport, like baseball,
right.
T-ball.
Yeah, softball's
right.
in the town.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
softball's
it's not
different, but I'm saying the T-ball
right.
and softball. So, like, for right. field hockey or street hockey, yeah, that's $50 per kid.
Right.
Listen, the bottom line is this. They have the purview to give free whatever they want to whoever they want.
Right?
As direct mission. I mean, if somebody comes to them who's you know what I'm trying to say?
Indigent.
Yes,
that's
that. One. And they say, look, can you you know, see your in your heart to give me this? They vote on it to say, we're giving a free pool pass to this family right here. There ain't nothing we can do about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yep.
Well, no, because you're supposed to review and approve if they make a policy change, and technically speaking, they shouldn't be
and also
doing things like that unless there's a policy that permits.
And plus, I think that they have to do public notice, advance notice, have a meeting, a hearing, just like we do. So, in other words, this should have actually, if they were going to bring it up, this was should have been. Excuse me.
Policy, not an ordinance.
This is a policy, not an ordinance.
Correct.
Yeah, but they still should have given a
three meeting
a notice for the public, because all of a sudden, you know, if the public didn't know about it and they didn't go to the rec meeting, they wouldn't find out about it until after it was passed.
They just brought it that night
they don't
meeting.
Publish
right.
agenda or anything.
They publish their dates and times of their meetings
yes.
like
right.
we do, but they're not under the same rules as far as ordinances
well,
we are.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I get what they're saying, you know, the incentive to maintain and attract new candidates, but I also think there's a lot of mothers in this town who would love a part-time job, in the town. Like, I don't think you need
where
a lot.
Else can you, where else can you work at the park and the kids swimming?
To attract
yeah.
them. My problem is I just think they're setting a precedent. There's no incentive for any other employee in the borough, even employees of
right.
the pool commission.
But
that's,
I'm saying,
that's the problem I have.
What I'm saying is that she's going to be working up the park so her kids swimming. You know, she's having babysitter. That's what
but
I'm
then she can enroll
about.
That kid into karate or softball or anything else for free?
Well,
oh,
I'm not
Mayor.
Following what you're saying. What do you think?
She'll be working up the park.
I call the vote, Mr. Mayor. And also, just to add something else onto that, it's two programs per calendar year that they
right.
can get free.
Okay.
So she can't do softball, karate, soccer, you know, five programs.
Yeah.
It's only at two.
And
yeah.
I just think that it's
so
well, again, less money to say.
My
concern is we're
right.
trying to weed off, you know, we're not going to be paying those salaries, you know, forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I understand your point. You don't want to give an entitlement
and
over.
And to me, it's similar to our vote that we recently had on the union, because, you know, in a way, we're not in the position to pay increases or anything extra, you know, and this is like that. So, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, we have the motion and the second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
So we have 3-3?
3-3, yeah.
So the motion fails.
I need to know who voted how, though.
Okay, I voted yes.
I voted yes.
I voted yes.
And I voted no.
I voted no.
3-3.
Okay.
That takes us to redemption of a tax certificate, 119-2013.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call on that, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
120-2013, a refund of overpayment of taxes.
So moved.
Second.
discussion on that one? Another roll call.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
121-2013, waiving interest on sewer payments due to mail delivery damage.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that?
Yeah, I just, I'm not clear on how they got damaged. It was just a mail damage?
I have regular, an example. It's just, the whole thing was torn up. We didn't know where to apply them to. We had to research it. So we didn't think it was fair to charge people interest when we couldn't even apply their payments correctly.
Okay.
So we wanted to waive the interest.
Who damaged?
It was the post office.
Okay.
See, if you can see, like the name of the check is all, it's all torn off from the post office.
You got caught.
The envelopes were torn.
And Christine, you didn't say in here, how much is the total amount of interest as to date that you'd be waiving?
Well, these are current payments, so it's minimal. I mean, it's 8% on $156.
And it will specifically say, like, it would be through the...
Okay.
Yes.
Office.
So now it's going to be an audit if that's...
No, that's why we're doing the resolution.
Okay.
So the auditor will see it.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
I've changed it and make it more that you say the post office in here. So no words are written in there.
Yeah.
That's due to the post office?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, we can change that.
Mr. Mayor, we will move Resolution 122-2013 through 126-2013.
Wait, we
still have to vote on this one.
Yes.
We'll have to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay.
Okay, now go for it.
122 through 126 inclusive.
You don't want to do 127?
Yes. Okay, 127.
Okay,
thank you. Second.
All right, any discussion on any of those?
Probably.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 129, adjusting sewer billings due to a change in use.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Should have done this one too before. 131-2013 for a retail consumption license.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, we have another one on your desk tonight, Resolution 136-2013.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I have one question on that. Didn't we not authorize it to be a 10-mile radius instead of a 5-mile radius?
We did, but I prefer 5 miles.
Well, I'm only going 4.9, so I put it in 5.
I thought you mentioned that last time.
Yeah.
We wanted to give a little bit extra.
Oh, okay.
Just,
I,
no. You know, I mean, you might not live there forever.
No, but
I think 5 is better.
I think 5 is better.
No, I made a long-term...
Long-term?
Long-term commitment.
Yeah, I hate, well, tomorrow, if all goes well. I don't want to talk about it. I'm nervous already about it, so.
Okay. So we're going to leave it at 5 then?
Yeah.
Judy, is that a problem since the motion we had before was for 10?
No, there was no motion.
There was
no
motion before?
No.
It was
only a consensus?
Right, remember?
Okay.
So
this is the resolution now?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
All right, 5 it is. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
You heard the one I had about the dance group or so.
I have a question on the vouchers.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm on page 6 of the regular vouchers. I just want to make sure this is not double payment because it seems that Gail Scovell purchased CD jewel cases and they were bought again for the same amount. I mean, this is... I just clarify that for me, if you want, Chris.
I see the one.
Page 6.
But it's down as...
Oh, office supplies.
Thank you.
Okay, second one.
Is it all on the same page?
Yes, it's one right after the other.
Yeah.
Would one be CD cases and the other one be the DVD cases?
Yeah.
So it's two different prices.
Two different, well, yeah, it's close,
price.
But yeah. Then 57.19 and 54.848.
We can clarify that.
And so why were these bought separately, you know, using petty cash rather than, because you're making a check to an individual rather than, don't they normally have to go through and purchase with the regular office supplies or no?
They should be, I would think.
I would think that's.
Well, the recreation director did too, he's in here.
Well, I didn't get that.
Troublemakers.
Usually, yes, our limit on petty cash is 50, so if they're over 50.
They're over 50?
And they, yeah.
Did they get permission from you? Because you're the manager. Did they go to you and say, listen, I'm going over the $50 limit or not?
Not in this case, no.
Okay, well, it's on the record. All right.
Anything else, Mr. Torres?
I think so, hold on. Yeah, and just clarify for me on page 8, where we have the utilities, it's ball field lights. Now, doesn't that come from Recreation Trust, or we still pay for that? Didn't that change when we had the commission take over? Just clarify
we
that.
Take care of all borough facilities, so we are paying the ball field lights.
But yet they get to charge for
them? They are charging for them.
Right.
And I've had this conversation with the Recreation Commission, and they feel, I have the email here, that they do a lot above and beyond that we should be doing, so they're mm-hmm. asking us to pay.
That's a non-responsive answer. I don't like.
I know.
Well, I disagree that they should give us whatever they're charging. The borough should get them.
Take it as
right,
revenue.
Exactly. Right. If we're paying for the lights, if they want to pay for the lights, then let them charge what they want for the lights. I mean, what's fair is fair, right?
Yeah, but don't leave one until 11:00 at night.
I actually agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
And I have absolutely no problem doing that. The Recreation Commission will be in front of council.
Fine. Next meeting? Fine.
Probably.
So can we, okay. Is there any possible way to transfer
that's
that?
That's on the fee schedule. They specifically, that cost should be covering that expense. We're not looking for profit.
Yes.
That's whatever they're charging should cover that expense.
Mm-hmm. Can you make that change from on this to
yes.
your accounts? Okay, thank you. And then, let's see. What else? Again, the same thing with the gasoline. We're paying for the park's gasoline for their mowers. It's on page 9, 138.41. Should also be moved to Recreation Trust for the same reason. And then under, I have a question on page 9 at the top. Currently, Cattell Court is not actually one of our public roads. It's where, according to our recent discussion, it's in dispute in a way in terms of it's privately held. It says it in our code book that it's still privately held, so it's a privately held road, and yet we're paying for the traffic lights there. Unless that changes and we make it a public road, which we all you have to do is dedicate it, I believe.
Yeah, that should be a street light, not a traffic.
Yeah, it's no,
light.
There's
I'm
no
sorry,
traffic light there.
Right,
but
it says Cattell Court, so there's no traffic light in Cattell Court. So what
no,
is that? That's why. That's why I thought it was just a typo and that it was supposed to be a street lights, not.
It
traffic.
Has to be traffic lights.
Well, if it's traffic lights, then
because
then it's a long street.
Because traffic lights.
There's no traffic light on Cattell Court.
That's
So then maybe there's a billing problem with the electric company. All right, well, that's that. So.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Torres?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's funny. I don't know what this ocean critters and litter is. I guess it's...
That's from the grants.
It's for the grants, but what is it? I mean,
the program that we hire.
Oh, that's the name of the program.
And, yeah.
Okay.
For little kids. They remember with our clean community money, we hire Dove Environmental. They come into the schools and they go to the bid event.
I got that.
That's one of their programs.
Alright. And then, I'm on page 14. So reimbursements are okay based on this Recreation Trust reimbursements, because they're asked for startup money for a front desk and concession stand.
That's right.
Alright, is that normal procedure?
Yeah, it's a little cash.
Alright, well, I just, are you sure? That's all. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Anybody else? Thompson?
Yeah, why are we still paying for basketball referees?
They put their...
Bouncers in late.
Is there a timeline that they have to have them in by?
Yeah.
Well, they should have them in within 30 days. What's the date of that?
What?
What's the date of it?
I don't know what page
you're
on.
It's page 14 and page 15, bottom.
So these are from January?
6/19/13.
Okay, well, 6/19.
That was the payment date, but let's see.
January and February, so obviously, get them in.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Ms. Gleba?
I said, purchasing agency, you review all these before we get the voucher list so that, and you've already approved all these things?
Natasha reviews them, then I review them, then the bill list is put together.
Okay, alright. I just want to make sure that everyone knows. I called yesterday, so did you find out about that sewer expense?
I did. I emailed all the council. I'm not sure if everyone saw it, but the $459,000 is actually in your sewer budget. It's to pay back the interfund. That's what we're doing. We're paying our interfund back.
Oh, that's fine.
We're paying ourselves.
Paying interfund back. Okay. Then on the main list, I had the same thing with those lights. And then will you change it in the final bill list, page 11, that it shouldn't be fire department equipment? You'll change it to building? Because the AC is a fire department.
Oh, the HVAC, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, that was it.
Well, part of it is, isn't it?
What?
No.
Part of that hall?
It's not fire department equipment, though. It's part of the building.
It's building maintenance.
And we pay for all the building maintenance anyway, so.
What?
And we do pay for all the building maintenance.
Okay. Anything else on the vouchers? Okay. Roll call, please. Back to that.
Higgins?
Yes, with everything except for the exception of anything asking for the fire department, $25,000.
Thompson?
Everything except fire company and rescue squad.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes, but it's the last time I'm paying for those lights.
I thought we were moving them.
We're moving.
Yeah. Oh, you're moving? Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
We're moving. That's good.
Recap, what do you got on your list besides the lights?
Let's see. I'll work with Judy on our previous discussion. Did we do that?
No,
we didn't. I'm not right here.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that next. Let's see. I will follow up with the recreation director once the paperwork is received. I'll look into the 49.9% at the library for Dave. We'll change the resolution to reflect post office damage, and we'll move the traffic light to Recreation Commission.
That's and you're going to check into the Cattell Court.
And Cattell Court, yes. Yeah. Okay.
We have a
resolution.
I will make a motion.
That's one
for a resolution to award a bid contract to PowerCo, whoever, as the lowest responsible bidder
for
the DPW loader.
Is there a second? Well, then I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any discussion on this? Let's do a roll call on this one, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Can I go back to discussion for just one minute?
Okay.
Do we need to have that word responsible in there, for real? Because I'm just thinking if...
I think that's standard.
That's the statutory language.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Kaliva?
Justin.
That brings us to Councilman Marks. Mr. Conry. Mr. Torres.
Yeah, I just want to point something out that I noticed too. It happens to be on my street. But the flag at the library wasn't up for Flag Day. And so I don't know what's going on. They still don't have it up. I mean, I don't know.
They closed on Friday. That's why we're not.
Okay, but they basically don't have it up a lot. So just check into that point.
That's probably why.
Okay, anything else, sir?
That's it.
Mrs. Lieber?
No.
Mr. Thompson?
I guess you've got to see some progress. You know, the roads are underway, as everybody has seen. And they're moving right along. It's probably done by the end of the week, probably. The way they're moving.
Okay. Mr. Higgins?
Sure. Christine, real quick. Gardner's Court, the sewer lines are going to be done next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that televised, or is it
televised
next week?
Televised and cleaning.
I too want to say the road to Church
North Jackson.
Jackson Avenue, North Jackson's on the other side.
That's our unit there.
Looks pretty good. I did get some complaints about the manholes covers being raised. And actually, these people thought that was the work that was being done to the road, raising the manhole covers. After I explained that they're going to be blacktopped to that level, they were like, oh, good. So.
Did you guys, by the way, being you brought this up, on Allegheny Street, notice that one is not raised and the other ones are? So, I don't know, the one that's not raised is the telephone utility one. It's marked like that.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. The only ones I saw are the ones I passed. I didn't go looking for them.
Well, that's what I just want to bring your attention to.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Go ahead. You've got the floor.
Grass on Church Street, right down the road here. It is probably as tall as I am.
I got those.
When?
The weekend, or this past week.
Are you sure?
The abandoned house next to Bob Dove?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we took care of that.
Yeah, okay. Do we have a list, and are we going to assign a lien to that?
Yes, we will, and I think a list was provided at the last council meeting.
It was, okay. Sorry about that. Now, I want to bring this up for a real quick discussion. I have not been to the fire department since September of last year. I have not answered any calls. I have not taken part in any meetings. I am not a life member. I am not a member of the Relief Association. How long do I have to keep going before I abstain on the fire department stuff? Have I officially resigned? No. Have I been taken off the active rolls? Yes.
I have to look at what the fire department provisions are as far as membership before I can really answer that for you.
So is that on your things to do list, Judy?
Well, it will be now.
I'm just asking.
So it was September of when, did you say?
2012. I have not been in that firehouse since September of 2012.
And what was your status?
What was my status
yes.
at that time? In September
of 2012.
Was I active? Is that what you're asking me?
No,
Oh, I was a firefighter.
Okay, Let me just take a look at, I'm thinking if you're, I don't know if you need to do a formal resignation or if you,
they're
I don't know.
They're taking me off the active rolls because
so,
I
did mine.
What? So my question would be, what affiliations do you have then with the fire company now? That's all. Is there any or no?
I don't even know the combination you get in there.
Either do I.
You know what I mean? I'm saying that.
So basically, no.
I will talk to the fireman.
you know what, here's what's going to happen. You're going to say, no, Dave, you can vote. Then I'm going to walk in the firehouse. You know what I mean? And it starts all over again. But if you can find out though for me, I'll stay out of the firehouse between now and then. And just so everybody knows, Justin was married on Saturday, and it was, that's all I'm going to say. St. Lucia. He should be in St. Lucia right now.
Congratulations, ma'am.
So I would say congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Jewell.
Anything else, sir?
I'll think about it after I leave. But
no. Okay, Mr. Thompson, you have one more thing?
Yes, the manhole covers that you mentioned. They're going to go around tomorrow because I talked to John Bird because I took him down Mortar today because they're standing out there. And they said that the manhole covers that are not raised will be done first thing tomorrow morning.
Sorry.
That's because they're continuing blacktop tomorrow morning.
I have a question for you. Where were they standing?
They were standing at Belder Avenue and Kim in Jackson Valley. Then the plant shut down because of the breaking. Then they went over on North Prospect, and they were milling. They were standing there at Carlton and North Prospect, and Kimmon Avenue and North Prospect. These people decide to go down the street while they're milling.
I don't know.
They just go right around the barricade.
Yeah, they did. They were directing.
Yeah. So that's where you were standing.
Thank you, Dick.
I see it all the time of people who just don't know what orange cones and barriers mean. Caution, keep out. Oh, that doesn't apply to me. See it all the time. Okay, I have one thing. I got a correspondence in my mailbox today from Assemblyman John DeMayo. Essentially, it's just congratulating us on our award for the Clean Communities Entitlement Program. I have that here if anybody would like to see it. Or if you want copies, I'll be happy to make them for you. And
thank you.
All I have.
Thank you.
So
we have to go back into executive session?
We do, and that would be Resolution 133, 2013, after a five-minute break.
Ten.
Okay, 10?
Ten.
Ten.
Five.
Five.
I can move to the end.
Okay.
I'll say five.
Okay.